Luke 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. At that time, Augustus Caesar sends an order to all the people in the countries that were under Roman rule. The order said that they must list their names in a register. This was the first registration taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own towns to be registered. So Joseph left Nazareth, a town in Galilee. He went to a town of Bethlehem in Judah. This was known as the town of David. Joseph went there because he was from the family of David. Joseph registered with Mary because she was engaged to marry him. While Joseph and Mary were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son. There was no room left in the inn, so she wrapped the baby in clothes and laid him in a box where animals are fed.
People sometimes ask me, where do you come from? And to me, that's quite a complicated question. If they mean, where do you live? That answer's quite easy. I could say Manchester, I could say Oldham, I could say Chadderton, I could say Mills Hill. But that's often not what people mean. Where do I come from? And I suppose the answer is that I come from quite a lot of different places. Glasgow, where I was born, Rothsay on the Isle of Bute, where I spent my early childhood, Kirkcaldy, where I spent the most of my childhood, Cambridge, where I studied, Streatham in South London, where I lived for 10 years, Hainault in North East London on the Essex border, then across the border in Pilgrim's Hatch in Brentwood, where I lived the longest that I've lived of any place, and now up here. All of them are to some degree home, but none of them is 100% home to me. Now, in our Bible reading today, we're told that the emperor, Caesar Augustus, decided that he was going to hold a census. And as part of this census, everybody had to go to their hometown. Now, if you were to tell me to do that, I wouldn't be quite sure what I was meant to do. I guess I'd probably pick Kirkcaldy if I absolutely had to pick somewhere. Joseph went not to the place where he lived, he went to Bethlehem. And Luke's gospel tells us that the reason that he went to Bethlehem was because he was of the royal line of King David. He went to the town where his ancestor, about 1,000 years previously, had spent the early part of his life. Bethlehem was, in the early days at least of David's life, the town where David came from. So here is the emperor saying, everybody go to your hometown. And this man called Joseph goes to the place that shows where his home really is. He stakes his claim that he is a descendant of David. Now there's stuff going on behind the surface here in this Bible story, because it says that Joseph was of the house of David. Now, this goes back to something that had happened in David's life. David, at one point in his life, he got a bit embarrassed that he'd built himself this wonderful, magnificent palace and the house, the temple of the Lord. Well, it wasn't even a temple then. The building in which the Lord was worshipped was pretty pathetic. So he decided that he was going to build a magnificent house for God to live in. And the prophet told him that wasn't going to happen. Somebody else would build the physical building. But what God was going to give to David was a royal house, a royal line. And God gave to David an amazing promise. He said, look, you know, when the kings that come after you get it wrong, I'll punish them. They'll get into trouble. But this is a line that's never going to be broken. So here is Joseph. He's on his way to Bethlehem. He is a descendant of David. He fits the bill. And he says by his action that Augustus may be the emperor. He may be the king as far as the world is concerned. But there is another royal house. And that is the royal house that really matters. And then, of course, as Jesus is born, there is no place for them in the inn or in the guest room. Jesus in this world has trouble finding a house. I think maybe, just maybe, that what Joseph did was a bit of an act of defiance. He knew that the government had the right to tell him what to do, but he knew there was a greater power. Now, this year of all years, we have seen the government telling us what to do. And the Bible tells us to always pray for our government. The things that have happened this year have made them take authority in ways that a year ago we could never have imagined. But whilst we respect our government, there is a higher authority. We believe in King Jesus. As the story goes on, we see the shepherds announcing that this boy who was born in Bethlehem is the true king. So this Christmas time we come and we bow down before him again. And we find, and I pray that this will be so for us this Christmas, we find where our true home is. We have a home in this body. Our true home is with the Lord. Our true home is with the one who has come right alongside us, who is the real king, and who in the end has all power and authority. Oh, it's a strange place to find that authority, a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. We'll look at that story in a couple of weeks' time. But there we find this king. We find the one who fulfills the royal promise. So today, if you are a believer, take some time to worship. Take some time to bow down before him. Yes, listen to what the authorities are telling you. They have authority, but always acknowledge that there is a greater one.